Brackish water flows through the gates of the restored He'eia fish pond into Kaneohe Bay. The 800-year-old fish pond is one of only 14 in production statewide. At the turn of the 19th century, more than 450 fish ponds across the island chain produced more than 2 million pounds of fish per year.
It's important for us to eat from this place, yeah?
Ke'ile Kovelo is the executive director of Pai Pai o He'eia. For the last 16 years, she and her nonprofit have rallied the surrounding community to restore the 88-acre fish pond in Windward O'ahu by removing mangrove, rebuilding the wall, and populating the pond with fish.
Now we see schools and schools of mole, we see schooling moe, we see big awa, we see big o'io, and they all come to the gates. That's what we want to see. That's how we know that the restoration work here is proven and has been successful.
Covello says they're not at a point where they can harvest and distribute fish on a large scale, but that is the goal. A goal that almost didn't happen. In 2009, the fish pond was hit by two major fish kills. The first came on a typical summer day.
Beautiful, sun's blazing. The morning was a really low tide and there was no wind. You know, and that's the perfect recipe for an oxygen-depleted system.
This happened twice that year, killing an estimated 13,000 fish. A recent study out of the University of Hawaii at Manoa says climate change is the culprit.
It was an El Nino that happened. And so during El Ninos in Hawaii, we know that the trade winds don't come as much. We get what we know as kona weather. It's hot and sticky. And in addition to that, sea surface temperatures are higher, so the waters are warmer. And those two conditions can be pretty stressful on marine life.
Dr. Rosie Alegado is a researcher at UH Manoa's School of Ocean and Earth Science and Technology, and one of the authors of the study.
What it made me wonder was, did this kind of event happen, you know, Makawakahiko to our kupuna, and what did they do to combat this?
To do this, Alegado is looking to the repository of Hawaiian language newspapers published as early as the 1830s. So far, she's only found one case of a fish kill in a fish pond, but no relation to any El Nino effects.
What it tells us is maybe these events weren't as strong in the past as they were now. And what it really more strongly points to is that I think our kupuna were able to predict perhaps more in advance with these weather patterns and weather systems, and they were able to make these fish ponds more resilient.
Fish pond restoration at He'eia is about two-thirds of the way complete. As climate change is predicted to alter the intensity and frequency of El Nino events, Covello too looks to the past.
Really, our response to a changing climate is just to do what our kupuna did, which was be outside, pay attention, and adjust. You know, we can evolve. Our people can evolve. We have to evolve.
For HPR News, I am Ku'uwehi Hiraishi.